come too far from where I've started from. Oh, hey.
Hi.
Oh, honey, look in that package there and see what I found on sale at South Center. Look at there. Hand-turned hems.
How do you know the window size out there?
Oh, well, they're bound to fit something in the whole house. Anyhow, that was too good a bargain to pass up. Oh, Benny, I meant to put a special note on that carton. That's your mama's good china.
I'll do it.
You know what I'm gonna do as soon as I get to that house?
What?
Honey, I'm going to run a tub of water up to here. And I'm gonna get in it and I'm gonna sit. And sit and sit. And the first person who knocks...
gets shot at sunrise.
You said it, sister. Honey, you know what we did last night? Me and Walter Lee?
What?
We went to the movies. We went to the movies. You know the last time me and Walter went to the movies together?
No.
Me neither. That's how long it's been. Oh, we went to the movies. I mean, the picture wasn't much good, but that didn't matter. We went... and we held hands.
Oh, Lord.
We held hands. And you know what?
What?
When we came out of the show, it was late and dark and all the stores and things was closed up. And it was kind of chilly and there wasn't many people on the streets. And we were still holding hands. Me and Walter.
You're killing me.
Oh. Hey, honey.
What you doing, man?
What you got there?
You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's your husband. You
yes,
married
he is.
Him.
Yes, he is. Nah, shh.
Just listen.
Oh, yes.
Hey, come on, baby.
Talk about old-fashioned Negroes.
What kind of Negroes?
Old-fashioned.
You know... when all these professional new Negroes have their convention, my sister here is going to be the chairman of the Committee of Unending Agitation. Race, race, race. Girl, I do believe you are the first person in the history of the entire human race to successfully brainwash your own self. Damn, even the NAACP take a holiday sometimes. Oh, I could just see that chick someday looking down at some polecat on the operating table, and before she starts to slice her, she'll say, now, what did you say your views on civil rights were?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
How do you do, miss? I'm looking for Lena Young.
Oh, yes, that's my mother. Excuse me. Ruth. Brother, There's a white man at the door. Come in, please.
Thank you.
My mother isn't here just now. Is it business?
Yes, well, of a sort.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
I'm Mrs. Younger's son. I look after most of her business matters.
Well, my name is Carl Lindner.
Walter Younger. This is my wife and my sister.
How do you do?
What can we do for you, Mr. Lindner?
Well, I am a representative of the Clybourne Park Improvement Association.
Why don't you sit your things on the couch?
Oh, yes. Thank you. So as I was saying, I am from the Clybourne Park Improvement Association, and we have had it brought to our attention that you people, or at least your mother, has bought a piece of residential property at the... 406 Clybourne Street.
That's right. Care for something to drink? Ruth, get Mr. Lindner a beer.
No, oh, no, really. No, I mean, thank you very much, but no, thank you.
Some coffee?
Thank you. Nothing at all. Well, I don't know how much you folks know about our organization. It is one of these community organizations set up to look after, things like block upkeep and special projects. And we also have what we call our New Neighbors Orientation Committee.
Yes. And what do they do?
Well, it's what you might call a sort of a welcoming committee, I guess. I mean, I'm the chairman. go around and we see the new people who move into the neighborhood and sort of give them the lowdown on the way we do things out in Clybourne Park.
Uh-huh.
And we also sort of have a category of the association that we call a special community problem.
Yes, and what are some of those?
Benny, let the man talk.
Thank you. I would sort of like to explain this in my own way. I mean, I want to explain in a certain way.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm going to try to get right to the point. We'll all appreciate that in the long run.
Yes.
Benny, be still now.
Well.
Would you like another chair? You don't look comfortable.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Please, to get right to the point, I am sure you people must be aware of some of the incidents that have happened when colored people move into certain areas. Well, because we have what I think is going to be a unique type of organization in American community life. Not only do we deplore that kind of thing, but we are trying to do something about it.
Oh.
See, we feel that most of the trouble in this world, when you come right down to it, most of the trouble exists because people just don't sit down and talk to each other.
You can say that again, mister.
That we don't try hard enough to understand the other fellow's problem, the other guy's point of view.
No, that's right.
Yes. And that's why I was elected to come here this afternoon and talk to you people and see if we couldn't find some way to work this thing out.
Mm.
See, anybody can see that you are a nice family of folks, hardworking and honest, I'm sure. Today, everybody knows what it means to be an outsider. And of course, there is always somebody who is out to take advantage of people who don't understand.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, our community is made up of people who've worked hard as the dickens all these years to build up that little community. We're not rich and fancy people, just hard-working, honest people who don't really have much but those little houses and a dream of the kind of community we want to raise our children in. Now, I don't say we are perfect, and there is a lot of wrong in some of the things we want, but you've got to admit that a man, right or wrong, has the right to want to have the neighborhood he lives in a certain kind of way. And at the moment, the overwhelming majority of our people out there feel that people get along better, take more of a common interest in the life of the community when they share a common background.
Oh.
Now, I want you to believe me when I tell you that race prejudice simply doesn't enter into it. It is a matter of people of Clybourne Park believing, rightly or wrongly, as I say, that for the happiness of all concerned, that our Negro families are happier when they live in their own communities.
This, friends, is the welcoming committee.
Is this what you came marching all the way over here to tell us?
Well, now we've been having a fine conversation. I hope you'll hear me all the way through.
Go ahead, man.
You see, in the face of all the things I have said, we are prepared to make your family a very generous offer.
30 pieces, and not a coin less.
Yeah.
Our association is prepared, through a collected effort of our people, to buy the house from you at a financial gain to your family.
Lord have mercy, ain't this the living gall?
All right, you through?
Well, I want to give you the exact terms of the arrangement.
We don't want to hear no exact terms or no arrangements. I want to know if you got any more to tell us about getting together?
I don't suppose that you feel...
Well, never mind how I feel. You got any more to say about how people ought to sit down and talk to each other? Get out of my house, man.
Well, I don't understand why you people are reacting this way. I mean, what do you think you're going to gain by moving where you aren't wanted? And there are some elements. Well, people can get awfully worked up when they feel that their whole way of life and everything they've ever worked for is threatened.
Get out.
Well, I'm sorry it went like this.
Get out.
You just can't force people to change their hearts, son. At least let me leave my card.
Get out!
Ain't this the living
goal? I knew what it was from the start. We worked hard as the dickens.
Travis, baby, take them boxes into the bedroom for Grandma.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this all the packing got done since I left out of here this morning? I testify before God that my children got all the energy of the dead. What time the moving men do?
4 o'clock. You had a caller, Mama.
Shauna? Who?
The welcoming committee.
Who?
The welcoming committee.
They said they sure gonna be glad to see you when you get there.
Yeah, they said they can't hardly wait to see your face.
What's the matter with you all?
Ain't nothing the matter with us. We just tell you about the gentleman that came to see you from the Clybourne Park Improvement Association.
Well, what do you want?
To welcome you, honey.
He said if there's one thing they don't have, that they just dying to have out there. And that's a fine family of fine colored people.
Yeah, he left his car.
In case.
Oh, Father. Give us strength. Did he threaten us?
Oh, Mama, they don't do it like that anymore. Hmm. He talked brotherhood. He said everybody ought to learn how to sit down and hate each other with good Christian fellowship.
Lord, protect us.
Oh, you should hear the money these folks raised to buy the house back. All we paid and then some.
What do they think we're going to do? Eat them?
No, honey, marry them.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Well, that's the way the crackers crumble. Joke.
Mama, what are you doing?
Fixing my plant so it won't get hurt none on the way.
Mama, you want to take that to the new house?
Uh-huh.
That raggedy-looking old thing?
It expresses me.
Oh! So there, Miss Thang.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, yes, yes. Look out now, boy. You make me mess up my thing here.
Mama, you know what it means to climb up in the chariot?
Oh, get on away from me now, Walter.
Hey, what the old song say now, Mama? I got wings, you got wings, all God's children got wings.
Boy, get out of my face and do some work.
When I get to heaven, gonna put on my wing, gonna fly all over God's heaven.
Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there.
I don't know, y'all. You think we ought to give her this present? It seems to me she ain't been very cooperative around here.
What is it? What's in that box?
Well, what y'all think? Should we give it to her?
Oh, she was pretty good today.
How good you.
Open it, Mama.
Open it, Mama. It's for you. Read the note, Mama. Ruth wrote the note.
To our own Mrs. Miniver. Love from Brother Ruth and Benita. Hey. That lovely. Thank you, son.
Daddy, can I give her mine now?
Oh, all right, son.
Now I got these fancy garden tools, I don't have to use my knives and forks no more.
Travis didn't want to go in with the rest of us, Mama. He got his own. We don't know what it is yet.
Here, Grandmama.
Lord have mercy. Baby, you done bought your grandmother a hat?
Open it.
Travis, honey, what is that?
It's a gardening hat, like the ladies always have on in the magazines when they work in their garden.
Travis, you were trying to make Mama Mrs. Miniver, not Scarlett O'Hara.
What's the matter with y'all? This here is a beautiful hat. I always wanted me one just like it.
Oh, hot dog. Go, Mama.
Now, I'm sorry, Mama, but you look like you're getting ready to go out and chop you some cotton, Shona.
Bless your heart, Travis. This is the prettiest hat I ever owned. What we all standing around here for? We ain't finished packing yet. Benny, you ain't packed one book.
That couldn't be the movers. It's not hardly two yet.
Wait. I'll get it.
You expecting company, son?
Yeah.
Come on, Benny. We got packing to do. And Travis, I need you to run to the hardware and get me some string cord.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you answer the door, ma'am?
Because sometimes it's hard to let the future begin. I got wings. You got wings. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my wings. Bobo! Where's Willie, man?
He ain't with me.
Oh, well, come on in. You know my wife.
Hello, Bobo.
Yes. How you, Miss Ruth?
You right on time today. Right on time. That's the way. Sit down. Let me hear.
Can I please get a drink of water before I tell you about Walter Lee?
Ain't nothing wrong, is it?
Let me tell you, Walter Lee. Man, you know how it was. I got to tell you how it was. I mean, first, I got to tell you how it was all the way. I mean, about the money I put in, Walter Lee.
What about the money you put in?
Well, it wasn't as much as we told you. Huh. Me and Willie... I'm sorry, Walter. I got a bad feeling about it. I really got a bad feeling about
it. Man, what you telling me about all this for? Tell me what happened in Springfield.
Springfield.
What was supposed to happen in Springfield?
Well, this deal that me and Walter went into with Willie, me and Willie was going to go down to Springfield and spread some money around so we wouldn't have to wait so long for the liquor license. I mean, everybody said that was the way you had to do. You understand now, Miss Ruth.
Man, what happened down there?
I'm trying to tell you, Walter.
Well, then tell me, goddammit. What's the matter with you?
Man, I didn't go to no Springfield yesterday.
Why not?
Because I didn't have no reasons to.
Man, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that when I got to the train station yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, just like we planned, man, Willie didn't ever show up.
Why? Where was he? Where is he?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know. I waited 6 hours. I called his house, and I waited. 6 hours. I waited in that train station 6 hours. Man, Willie is gone.
Gone? What you mean Willie is gone? Gone where? You mean he went by himself? Yeah, sure. Maybe he ain't want too many people in on the business down there. You know Willie got his own ways, man. Maybe you was late yesterday, and he just went on down there without you. Maybe he's calling it home right now. Maybe he just got sick. He's somewhere. He got to be somewhere, Bobo. We got to find him. We got to...
What's the matter with you, Walter? When a cat take off with your money, he don't leave you no road back.
No! Willie, don't do it. Please don't do it, man. Not with that money. Not with that money. Oh, God, don't let it be true. Man, I trusted you. Man, I put my life in your hands. Man, that money is made out of my father's flesh.
I'm sorry, Walter. I had my life staked on this deal, too.
Son? Is he gone? Son, I gave you $6,500. Is it gone? All of it? Benita's money, too?
Mama, I never even went to the bank at all.
You mean your sister's school money? You used that too?
Yes. All of it. It's all gone.
I seen him. I seen your daddy. Night after night. Come in. Look at that rug and then look at me. The red showing in his eyes. The veins moving in his head. I seen him grow thin and old before he was 40. Working like somebody's old horse, killing himself. And you give it all away in one day.
Mama.
Oh, God.
Mama.
Oh, look down.
Mama.
Look down and show me some strength.
Mama. Mama.
Father. Strength.
Mama.
Strength.